The Northwest Arkansas Mutual Aid Pantry popped up on Dixon Street last week to help people who are feeling an impact by the COVID-19 pandemic. It's being organized by the Young Democrats of Arkansas, the University of Arkansas Young Democrats, and the Democratic Socialists of Northwest Arkansas. Alyssa Allen is a freshman and vice president of the University of Arkansas Young Democrats. Antoinette reached her by phone last week to learn more about the new initiative.
We just have recognized that there is a huge need that's about to arise as a result of the coronavirus. I myself just got laid off yesterday, and I know that a lot of my friends have been being laid off. Like, I know at least 10 people within the past day that have been laid off. So we know the need is about to increase so much that we decided that we were going to try and fill that need and make sure that people didn't have to feel the hurt as much. So we made a food pantry, and it's not targeted at students. It's targeted at anyone in need. As Democrats, we try to fight for things like livable wages and food for everyone. And this is a situation where legislation probably isn't going to help us as much as community action will. So that's what we're doing.
And so how does the pantry work? Where is it located and what do you need?
So we are at 647 West Dixon Street. We accept donations at any time. Right now, we're pretty good on everything except for children's medicine, but I don't want people to go out and buy children's medicine if they don't need it, because it's been really, really hard for families in need. Just a regular family, even like a upper middle class family, they aren't able to find the children's Tylenol whenever they need it. So then they are also having to forgo their needs. But we are accepting canned goods. We do accept perishable items because we do have refrigerator and freezer space. So I don't want anyone to feel discouraged and not bring perishable items, because they will be taken in time for sure. They won't get expired, and there is space for them.
It's not easy to start a food pantry. How were you able to get one started so quickly? And you mentioned refrigerators. That's not always an easy get for a food pantry. So how were you able to accomplish that?
My friends and I are very community oriented. So a lot of our social media friends are like-minded, and they share similar goals, like making sure that people stay fed. So we put it out on social media. We did an all call within our groups, and we came together, and we had food, and we operate out of what used to be Josh Mahoney's Senate office. So he had left two mini fridges, and that gave us the idea for refrigerator space. So then we put an all call out for refrigerators, and we had overwhelming support from the community. We had like five fridges donated in one day and a freezer. So it's really good to know that even if people are losing their jobs, they don't have to lose their quality of life as far as we can help.
How has the reaction been to your pantry so far? It's only been about a week or so.
We've had overwhelming support and just general happiness from our community that we're there. And that we're able to provide a space for everyone to come together and donate if they can and take if they need. Because that's exactly what we want.
Okay. What else should we know? Anything?
That we definitely make a point to not poverty shame or to make any assumptions about anyone. As someone who used to have to go to food pantries growing up, I know what it's like. And I definitely don't want anyone to feel discouraged or like they're going to be judged or shamed or, you know, made to feel like they don't belong whenever they come to the NWA Mutual Aid Pantry. Everyone belongs. There's no shame in a need, especially in a time of a national crisis amid a global pandemic.
That was Alyssa Allen, vice president of the University of Arkansas Young Democrats, one of the groups helping run the new Northwest Arkansas Mutual Aid Pantry. Ozarks at Large's Antoinette Grajeda reached her by phone last week. Since that conversation, organizers have made some changes to the pantry. Going forward, the pantry will be open from 4 to 7 every day. In-person donations are still being accepted, but they should be dropped outside the door during hours of operation. They will be disinfected before being brought inside. Distribution will now move toward a delivery-only method. More information available by calling 283-8389 or by emailing givingar@gmail.com. The phone number again, 283-8389, email address givingar@gmail.com. at gmail.com.